Quite a surprise this morning. Errol from Blue Downs, not on the phone. You're in studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Lester, and good morning to the listeners.
Don't be so demure. You're quite loud on the telephone.
Yeah, but then I'm also at home, man.
Who have you brought us today?
I brought with Auntie Lizzie Hello, boys. Auntie Lizzie is originally from Goed Verwacht. And as I said 2 days ago, she makes, according to me, the best waterlemoen confit that I've ever tasted.
And you vouch for this?
And I vouch for that. She's been a neighbor of mine for nearly 35 years. Come this year, it will be 35 years. And I've always admired her as a worker. She does a lot of work for her church, the Blue Downs Moravian Church. She's a very good organizer. And she actually started this off by making for the church to sell for funds.
Lizzie, thanks so much for joining us. Throughout the week, we've had that one listener, I think it was on Tuesday, saying the person that makes their waterlemoen confit, unfortunately, departed, and they were looking for an alternative. And you had so many people saying, well, I know someone. Errol then contacted us and says, well, I know Auntie Lizzie. What is the secret to your waterlemoen confit?
There's no secret.
There's no secret.
You just have to put the passion in the waterlemoen, and then you get the real confit.
So how do you prepare?
You have to.
Afrikaans is okay, don't worry.
Ja, ek is mos van die buiteplek. Ek was wel goed verwag. So ons praat Afrikaans, ja. Nee, die waterlemoen moet jy eers voor die tyd lekker voorberei. Jy moet hom prik. En die prik is eintlik die tegniek. En dan moet jy hom in die kalkwater week vir oornag. En die volgende oggend dan kook jy dit net, dat hy gaar is. En dan sit jy hom in die sirup. En dan kook jy vir hom totdat hy deurskynend is.
For some reason I've had a spoon in my bag. So I'm gonna dip my teaspoon in onto Lizzie's watermelon pieces so I could I'm just gonna have a little bit of the syrup here. As is, you take the whole piece, put it in your mouth, or a slice of this watermelon on a cracker with some goat's cheese.
Delicious. Yes. That's exactly the way how you do it.
How much do you sell a jar like this?
Like that is 130 rand. And that is a sou, that is 750 mils.
750 mils for 130 rand. Where do we get in touch with your Auntie Lizzie?
You can get in touch with on my cell phone.
We'll put out the number, but is this a very good seller for you?
Yeah. And the inside also, you make a jam. Mm. And then I make the jam. They used to call it melon and ginger. Mm. But I put a little passion in it. So I put the passion, the granadella in it. Mm. So it makes a very different taste. So you can taste, Lester, and see what you think about it.
Little granadella pip there. That sweetness with a little bit of tart. The tartness a little bit balances out quite nicely. And I'm chewing on a pop now, stuck in my teeth. But it's absolutely delicious. Errol, are you going to be our middleman to get through to Auntie Lizzie?
Anytime. But Auntie Lizzie will give her contact details. I like my Auntie Lizzie's watermelon confit on toast with avo first, and then slices of that delicious watermelon confit. Mm. And when you bite through that watermelon confit and it goes through the avo onto the toast. Mm. Lester, as hemel op aarde.
Very quickly, Auntie Lizzie. Are we losing the people who have this knowledge? We have that listener says that the person who they use has now unfortunately passed on. Are you passing over the tradition? Are you leaving the recipe to someone else?
Yes, I'll do.
You will?
Yes, certainly.
Not me.
No, I give it to you, anybody. Give it to me. No problem.
28 minutes to 7 o'clock. And Lizzie, thank you so much for joining us. Errol from Blue Downs coming in to studio surprising us. It's just off.